The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, happy Friday. Here we are, and it's that once a month visit from that nasty man down in Florida. That's what some people think. We think he's a wonderful guy. He's one of the greatest historians of our time, and I mean that in all advice and consent from whatever intellect you honor. He is an extraordinary resource for reality, and we just don't find many people like Harry Cooper. This organization of his, Shark Hunters, I hope some of you will join for a variety of reasons. If for nothing else, it's kind of like reaching out and touching reality. And we don't get a chance to do that anymore. The lies are overwhelming now. We used to laugh at it and we say, well, we lived in the culture of the lie. Well, now, no, we live on the planet of the lie. Biden today, the creeper, said again, he said the U.S. does not have a military presence in Syria. He said that. He made no mention of the fact we've got several thousand troops there guarding the Syrian oil fields that we stole under Trump and are selling their oil. He didn't mention any of that. The guy, and I don't think it's simply because he's brain dead. I think this is just his Communist Bolshevik Marxist Party line that he's pushing. About Americans, 45,000, maybe more, trapped all over Afghanistan. Here's a quote. This is an alleged quote. F them. If they die, we'll blame Trump. That's your illegal, unelected president talking. And America sits back and allows this charade, this horror to continue. He's not elected. He's unelected. It's a lie. Everything's a lie. Everything is a lie. Robert Kennedy Jr. said to a group of U.S. communist journalists today, report the truth about the COVID vax and its risks and the injuries and the soaring number of those killed. He challenged them. Of course, they won't pay any attention to that. They're hired to lie. It's all about lying. The FDA is set to lie to grant full approval to the Pfizer bioweapon, so-called vax, without any public discussion of the facts. It's all lies. Well, Admiral, how are you?
I'm just listening. Hell, I called here. I thought I called into the Joe Biden fan club.
No. Sorry, not this time.
Of course, blame Trump.
I don't want to.
You got flat tire, it's Trump's fault. Your kid's late to school, you got poop, it's Trump's fault.
I don't.
Hey,
look,
you were just mentioning on the backs, you know, my son goes to a special school, a special place to work. And one of the ladies there, one of the directors, very nice lady, she got COVID a couple of months ago, got over it, thank God, mild case. She got the jab. Guess who's out of work again with the COVID?
Well, we don't, in all seriousness, she can't prove she has coronavirus. No one can prove it. The test is bogus. It doesn't work. So whatever they're testing
for... she got the vaccination and she's out sick again.
She is sick from the vaccine. She is sick from the bioweapon. She's not sick from coronavirus. The just in case you don't know, the PCR test, which they've been using as the gold standard for the last year and 8 months, doesn't work. It throws out a 95% false positive. So that woman was told she had coronavirus on the basis of a test that is beyond faulty. Beyond faulty. It's a joke.
Hey,
it's all a liar.
Here. I'm one
it's
of the
lie.
Biggest targets of, I'm supposed to be one of the biggest targets. In 13 days, I turn 82 years old. My doctor thinks I have a diabetes. What the hell does he know? And I'm supposed to get sick with this stuff. Thank God.
Oh, please.
Me and my family are clear.
Harry, it's, come on, you know, if you get sick, it's a cold, it's a flu, it's something like that, and you can handle it. If you are taking your vitamin D3 every day, vitamin K2, zinc, curcumin, don't forget that, quercetin bromelain, if you're taking those things every day, you're not going to get sick.
That sounds
seriously.
Half a drugstore. I take my vitamin D every day.
Six things. Make sure you take 10,000 units. That's me talking to you, not making medical recommendations. 10,000 units a day. Pick up some K2. It's cheap. It helps vitamin D3 do its thing.
And, I drink a lot of Coca-Cola. That's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, just make sure you don't drink the sugar-free Coke.
Oh, no. Hell no. That's horrible tasted stuff. No, I drink regular Coke, and I just got done with a big bowl of ice cream with chocolate sauce and whipped cream.
That's the best treatment for diabetes I've ever heard of.
Yep. I'll probably peg the meter tomorrow when I stab my finger, but what the hell?
Look, enjoy, huh?
I'm enjoying. I'm living life.
Harry does get an occasional email saying that he's a mean man, he's nasty, he's this and that. It's a typical. Anyone who's successful in telling the truth and bringing the truth forward is a target for that.
Yeah,
that's why I tease him about it.
Strictly speaking, and without any joking, my minor was psychology. My daughter's got a master's in psychology. That's exactly the point. The people who are jealous want to snipe at you. The perfect example, our minister said this in a sermon, oh God, years ago, I still remember it. An old man here in Florida sitting on a dock catching crabs. He'd tie a chicken neck to a line, drop it in, a crab would grab it, he'd pull the crab up, drop it into a bucket. And some little kid came walking up and says, hey, mister, them crabs are trying to crawl out of the bucket. You better put a lid on it. And the old man says, nope. As soon as one gets close to the top, the others pull him right back down again. So that's what it is. You know, when somebody is successful at anything, especially if they're controversial, other people are sniping. So I wish I was rolling in dough, like they say. But my Mercedes that I'm driving is that 20-year-old pickup truck with 280,000 miles on it.
It's a jewel of a truck.
It's beautiful.
Never mind how many miles on it.
Paid $6,500 for it three or four years ago. But that's my Cadillac. That's my Bentley.
It's a great truck.
It is.
Great truck. Just don't forget what General George Patton said. Never forget what General George Patton said. It is the most important single little statement, one of the most important of our lifetimes. He said, we defeated the wrong enemy.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Even Stalin said that.
And all of you out
Churchill,
there.
I'm sorry, Churchill said that.
Yeah. Well, the war was fought to keep communism alive. That's what it was fought for.
Actually, Churchill was not quite so eloquent. He said, we've slaughtered the wrong pig.
But did he say that? I didn't know that.
But then again,
Churchill was
a hero.
Pig.
He was, a piece of you-know-what.
He was a genocidal, a drunken, a perverted maniac. Other than that, he was a great guy.
Okay.
We defeated the wrong enemy. We defeated the wrong enemy in World War II. That is not a lie.
We fought the wrong enemy.
Everything you're being told today is a lie by this alleged government, which is not our government. They pulled the plug on the United States, they being the international monetary elite. They want the white Western Christian world to go down in flames. They want it expunged from the map with a few caretakers left. That's what this is all about. Western Europe, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and target number one, the United States of America.
Yeah.
Believe it, and the food shortages are coming. You've got to get ready. They're going to make life hell, and they've warned everybody to be prepared to be without electricity for up to 6 months or longer. Be prepared.
Yeah. Wasn't that Charles Manson's plan?
I don't remember.
Helter Skelter. Kill all the white people, except for him and a few others, so that control things.
CIA.
Didn't work for him.
No, it was a CIA construct. All right.
Yeah.
So there we are. Now, what we're going to talk about tonight is very interesting. And one of the big lies, of course, is all about high-ranking Germans in the military, in the government, politicians, whatever, and how they were all killed in Germany at the end of the war or whatever. Like Bormann, for example. It just goes on and on. We're going to talk tonight about high-ranking German military and political figures and others who escaped Germany, and not without the full okay and green light by the American government. Don't forget that. That's the truth. We made a deal. The deal was high-ranking Germans in the government and the military and their families and many tens of thousands more would be allowed to go to South America if we gave the Americans, we being the Germans, their highest technology, their anti-gravity craft, which I've shown photos and movies of, all of their advanced technology, which spanned the gamut. So we traded the tech for the lives of all of these people. And that's the truth. It's a war. You make a deal, you want the tech, that's what happens. All right? I'm not saying right or wrong here, I'm just saying fact. This is what happened.
Yeah. Incidentally, before we get moving forward, no, that ain't COVID. In the current issue of our magazine that I'm putting together, Peter Hansen, who's a retired former German spy, is going into great depths about some of the things that we were told that are absolutely not true, and special for your listeners, anybody who wants, we're giving a free membership to Shark Hunters, good till the end of this year. That's not buy one, get one free. That's not pay for this and get more. That's just plain old free. All you got to do is send me an email at sharkhunters@sharkhunters.com. And say they want to be a member free for the rest of the year, period. Mm-hmm. And the magazine comes by internet, no obligation. At the end of the year, we'll send a bill for the next full year. And if you want to stay aboard, fine, pay your $50. If you don't, just drop out. But there's no charge whatsoever, that's obligation up front, no strings, no nothing.
Very nice. That's very nice. And that's the truth. That's not a lie.
I figure the people will find it so exciting and informative, they'll stay aboard. If not, then it wasn't for them in the first place.
Give it a try. Good.
Yep.
Very good.
Free. Free, free, free.
Got it. Look what's going on in Australia. Construction is underway for a massive COVID quarantine camp in Australia.
Yeah.
I just had an email from David Oates. He said, no one can leave Australia. Australia's borders are now closed to the outside world. Interstate
pretty much
borders,
that way in a lot of countries.
Yeah. Interstate borders are closed except for those with permits. I'm all set up here. I've just got a huge fence, which he's mentioned on the air, or I wouldn't be reading this, installed all around my property, high security. So he's set.
See what happens when you give up your guns?
That's the bottom line. I was going there. It's exactly right.
No, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
No, it's okay. The point is, when you disarm a populace, the populace is no longer free. I don't care what the document says.
Exactly. They
are no longer free. If you want to have a chance, and there are a lot of Americans who will go down shooting. They will not go down quietly. They will not turn over their
guns. You ain't kidding.
Yeah. And I mean, seriously, if 3% could turn this country around and take it away from King George in the Revolutionary War, 3%. There are a lot of people out there who would like to join a current 3%. And we'll see what happens. I am so tired of the lies. They're just endless. And it is not, they're not even playing games anymore. They're just pushing it right in our faces, saying, you don't like it? What are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
That's what they're saying. Australia has gone full Soviet communist over this fake virus. Government officials are now encouraging their citizens to rat out on their neighbors.
Yeah.
Rat out on your neighbors. If your neighbor's having friendly conversations, turn them in. That's what they're saying down there. What they're doing in Australia, as I've said, they're pushing people as hard as they can to see. This is a beta test. It's a globalist beta test. To see how hard they can push before the people snap back. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Without guns, how do you snap back?
Damn good question. And what's really pathetic is the so-called police in not only Australia, but certainly in the UK especially, what they're doing there. The German cops, some of them, I think, want to switch sides. That's what it would take, that kind of a thing. It's just really... It boggles
the
mind.
We're living in very interesting times, as Confucius would say.
Well, I don't know how confused he was, but he's right. We are here now. Here, this goes back to the creeper and what he said about Americans trapped in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He said, "F them. If they die, we'll blame Trump." This is a direct quote. A story's going up shortly. I wasn't there. I didn't hear it, so I can't confirm it 1,000%. But I trust the source. And it's something like that moron would say. Okay?
Yeah.
And don't forget the food shortage, the distrust in the political system, the weather, the heat, the drought, the crop failures, all planned, all by utterly intent. And this is what they want. They want people, and I'll tell you again, this is what I was told over 2 years ago. They want people in this country to lose all respect, if not be outraged by their politics, their healthcare system, their food distribution system, otherwise known as grocery stores, education. Huh. They want Americans to be divided and enraged, and that's what they're pushing for.
Exactly.
Don't take the bait.
Another
back
civil
off.
War.
Look at the big picture. understand that this is not our government under any circumstance. It has nothing to do with the constitutional government we were supposedly guaranteed. We have been overthrown. We must stand and we must be resolute like our forefathers were.
And I've said for a good 40 years, if the United States ever gets in trouble, it's because they, whoever they are using our own laws against us. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
Oh, yeah. And remember also, it's the technology being used is astounding.
Yeah,
it's
nobody
way
40
ahead
years
of what
ago
people
could
think.
Have foreseen any of this.
Yeah. They're doing things with electromagnetic fields to the human mind, the human psyche, that would just simply be unbelievable to most of the sheep out there who think CNN is news and stare at it all day, or CNN, MSNBC. Come on. You all know.
MSNBC
you understand.
Is where journalists go for their careers to die.
Yeah, yeah. Here's another one. There's a supposed... These polls, they're bullshit. Excuse me. It's what they are. Total crap.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying now
propaganda.
That the camel is still leading Trump in the 2024 presidential prediction market odds. See, this is... Everyone hates the camel's insides and outsides. They can't... No one can stand the woman, her staff especially.
Yeah.
So... This is allegedly what we're facing.
We'll give you a quick example. Two, three, 4 years ago, I got a phone call. Hi, this is Whatchamajigger Company. We're taking a survey. Will you take a survey? It'll take about 3 minutes. I said, yeah, okay, go ahead. First question, are you a Democrat, registered Democrat? I said, no, I'm not. Thanks for your time, click. So how hard is it to see where that one was going to be slanted?
Well, it's called, they used to call it politely oversampling, but it's a lie. I go back to what I said as we go into the break. It's all lies.
Right. And I remember back what my old algebra professor, Vernon Kent, used to say, figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Oh, do they ever. All right, we will come back and we'll take a little walk back with Admiral Cooper into post-World War Germany and post-World War South America and tell you some truths about some of the people who allegedly died or were allegedly made to vanish and what really happened to them. Coming up next, stay right there. Okay, welcome back. I've been toying with this for a long time, and I don't really feel 100% like it's right, but I think it's time. I have been, I think as many of you know, and I'm doing it more than willingly, I'm grateful to be able to do it. I'm running two full-time careers every day. Harry's doing the same sort of thing. I work 15 hours a day. 7 days a week. That's on an average. Sometimes 14, sometimes 13, sometimes 17. It's time to lighten up a little bit. And what I'm trying to do, and I wouldn't even mention this except I've been targeted by trolls, liars, shills, frauds, people who are disingenuous, to put it mildly. I am going to sell Rents.com. Now, that will mean nothing. The quality of information will stay the same, or it won't be sold. We need somebody or somebodies to step forward who are looking for a really great business. There are over 1 billion websites on the internet. Rents.com or altnews.net, there are two names. You can use either handle you want. If you're looking for a rock-solid business that has been online for over 25 years, this is the one. I will still be here. I am not stopping the radio program. I'll say that again. This has nothing whatsoever to do with the radio program. That is the second career. It's what I started out doing. I did the website because I felt there was a need for it, and it has grown wonderfully. It gets over 2 million unique visitors a month. All right? I will train. It is very simple to do. It is not a hard thing to do. It doesn't require a degree in journalism at all. And I will be there every step of the way to assist. So it's just something that will give me 6-7 hours a day of life back so I can concentrate on the program a little more, concentrate on the network a little more. Haven't been able to build that up at all. It's just a question of every day when I get up, every moment in the day is gone. It's that simple. And it's just time to make a change. I will repeat again, this has nothing whatsoever to do with the radio program or the radio network. It is simply the journalistic platform known as Rents.com, the website, or altnews.net, however it wants to be handled. The Drudge Report was sold over 3 years ago. Now, that went communist. This one will remain exactly where it is. That'll be in whatever agreement might be put together. But if any of you out there are looking for a rock-solid business, it takes about 6 hours a day, maybe less, and it is done in such a way now that it's like a well-oiled Swiss watch. It's very, very simple. It's unique. It is respected worldwide and consulted by the top of the top all the time. So if you think you can start a website, which some people do, with over 1 billion websites online, active online, and drive it up anywhere near the top, which is where we are, thanks to all of you, they're wrong. So this is an opportunity, and I'm putting it out there because I have been lied to. I have been conned by buyers who said this and said that, and they're just phonies. They're liars. So as I said before, lies. Now, if you want to work with me on this, I'll be there to help every step of the way, as I said. I have 25 years of my life in this, and it's just something that you can't run two full-time careers and survive indefinitely. And I'm perfectly healthy, but it's just a question of being able to go outside for a walk for an hour, to do little things like that. I can't do that. And haven't had a day off in over 17 years. So I just think it's time for a change. And this is a wonderful, truly a wonderful opportunity to stand on the right side of the fence for liberty, for the pursuit of happiness, and for the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's what we're all about. So if you are interested, simply write to contactrents@earthlink.net. or the contact address on the homepage, and I'll get it, and we can talk. And the price is right. It's just a question of putting it in the right hands and getting some of this enormous weight off of yours truly, so I can do things even better than I'm able to do them now. All right. Well, so there's the big deal, and I put it out there, and that's the truth. It does not mean Rents.com or altnews.net is going to go anywhere but up. In point of fact, the potential for the increase in this site's popularity is gigantic. It's huge. It just requires people with know-how and smarts and wisdom to put their nose to it and do it. All right, that's it. Let's go, Harry.
Alrighty, the first four items you see here, these are our books in the Hitler Escape series. The first one is Hitler in Argentina, and you helped design the cover for that. This shows exactly, absolutely, without question, that Hitler and Eva Braun did go to South America where they lived out their lives. Nobody who has access to the information in that book could possibly think otherwise, unless you've got the same mental capacity as Joe Biden. Number two, yeah. Hitler.
By the way, if I might, that book is without question one of the most important books of the last century and this century. It is. It's right there in the top 10 most important books because it breaks the biggest lie of the last 100 years, tears it apart with truth.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And at least two other guys have written their own books after mine that read an awful lot like my book.
Oh, they've stolen from you like there's no tomorrow. I know.
Yeah. And one of those books was used for that Hunting Hitler comedy show. But anyhow, and they never even said thank you.
Oh, of course not.
Number two, Hitler and the Secret Alliance. This goes into great detail on how it was easy for thousands of Germans to slide right into South America, especially Argentina, after the war was over. The foundation had been laid decades before, and it's all explained in that book. The third one, Hitler's spy web in South America. That's pretty self-explanatory. Then, number four, that's what we're going to focus on today, the plan to rescue Hitler. And we've got them in stock right now. And the people we focus on in this program tonight are all covered in that book, plus a ton more people. And this book is ready right now. On the shelf, ready to go. And item five, excuse me, tells you how to order this book or any other book. And don't forget, the free membership, good until the end of the year. No charge, no nothing. Okay.
Well,
so,
I think this is, for all of you out there, seriously, who have any interest at all in the truth of what really happened, get the membership just till the end of the year and then decide. You'll find materials that you won't even be able to tell your mom about. How's that?
Okay. Never heard of
well,
that
I hope
one,
you
but
tell your mom. It's just
okay.
Harry has so much truth. It's amazing to me. It's overwhelming. And the
that's
truth
what I do.
Will set
take
you free.
14 hours a day.
That's right.
You but know. I ain't
okay.
Selling just yet.
Got it.
When I get as old as you, then I'll think about selling.
39?
Like I say, I'll be 82 in a week and a half. Wow. I ain't going nowheres.
That's right.
Thank God.
Tell
I'm
us what you had again for dessert.
A big bowl of ice cream with chocolate sauce and whipped cream.
God,
I
you're more of a man
maybe,
than I am. I'll tell you that.
I do that only maybe once every couple of weeks. And while we were gone on vacation last week, two nights in a row, I actually had two pina coladas, two different nights in a row, four drinks. That's more than I normally have in a whole year. Ever since I quit driving race cars or living on my boat in the islands, I just quit drinking. It just, why spend the money and why get falling down drunk? I haven't been drunk since February of 1987.
Wow.
Anyhow. Let's look at number photo six. This was a photo shot in 1947. This is just one of a series of photos we have of this one afternoon. This was in 1947. And there the guy in the circle is the guy that committed suicide 2 years before that. And he's talking to Walter Eichhorn here. We have a large, a more open photo with Walter Eichhorn's wife, Ida, and his brother, and another one there. They sent a lot of money to Hitler during his rise in politics in the 20s and 30s. And this was shot in the annex of the Eden Hotel, which the Eichhorn family owned. Eichhorn is German. It means acorn. And Hitler was there. I stayed in that very same annex. I don't know if I stayed in the same room as Hitler did, but there are only about eight rooms in that annex.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in one, and Martine stayed in another. So beautiful, old, old place. But there he is, 2 years after his suicide.
We've got, and the other pictures are front shots of him. I mean, come on, and look at Icor. Look at Walter. Look how he's looking. Look at that. Look at the intense look. And his wife's the same.
His wife, Ida, really was enamored with Hitler and sent him tons of money. Also, the big courtyard there at the Eden Hotel during Hitler's rise to power and also during the war, they were the only area for like 400 or 500 miles around that could pick up international broadcasts, and they would set hundreds of chairs out there. We've got pictures of that. People would come from all over to listen to Hitler's broadcast. So they were very solid Hitler supporters.
Right.
So
was General George Patton at the end of the war. Don't forget
Right. So we've only got a few people here, but there's dozens and dozens mentioned in this book, and there are thousands who escaped. And I figure if we spend 10 minutes on each one of those thousands of people, we'll still be going at Christmas time.
Oh,
look on it as job security.
Yeah. A lot of these Germans were flown by American DC-4 long-range transport cargo planes from Germany and probably from Spain to the Canaries, and then they jumped across, and they ended up landing in Argentina primarily. They went in other countries, of course. But these people were airlifted by the Americans out of Germany. I mean, for those of you maybe new to this program and find this offensive, get over it. It's what happened. We traded their lives for their technology.
Suck it up and deal with it. Okay. Number 7. This was a young Hauptsturmführer, which is a captain of the SS, Erich Priebke. He was one of Hitler's personal bodyguards down in San Carlos de Bariloche, and he was a member of Shark Hunters until he died. The photo number 8 is Priebke's home and shop. Downstairs was his butcher shop. Upstairs was his living area. Now it's a consortium of offices, chiropractors, dentists, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And number 9 was the German school that Priebke founded. Now it's a huge, big, modern school. It's got a different name. And if you come there and say you want to take pictures because you're studying Erich Priebke, they show you the door in a hurry. I can tell you that from experience. It just can't handle scrutiny.
Got it.
Anyhow, number 10. This shot was taken after the war. And celebrations, or whatever you want to call them, are still going on down there even today. The guy who is circled in blue was Otto Mehling, who was a German sort of spy down there long before the war started. And he set up a series of observation points all around Lake Nahuelwapi, which is at Bariloche. This was one tough son of a gun. He climbed up the face of a mountain with boards strapped to his back and built his own home. And he built a guest house, and he dug his own grave. And that's where he is today. He died. Somebody stuck him in his grave. Tough guy.
That's remarkable. I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is obviously most likely a birthday tribute. You can see the picture and the flowers around it in the center up there. Is a portrait of Hitler. So.
Yeah, that they always do this on the 20th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, it still goes on. We'll see some more of that a little further up. Then 10A, this is just what you call in the trade a teaser. This is Fritz Mandl's castle. Who is Fritz Mandl? We'll talk about him in a minute. On to number 12. Ah, yes, good old Ike. The first of at least four presidents we know that were down there in San Carlos de Bariloche, which is about 60 kilometers, I think, from where Hitler was living. He lived by the little town of Vishalangastura. But Eisenhower was here at Shaoshao, spelled L-L-A-O-L-L-A-O. How you get Shaoshao out of that, I don't know. You got to be Argentine. But
no, you need a third pina colada, then you'll do it.
I'll drink to that. I'm Irish. I'll drink to anything. But Eisenhower was there. Carter was there during his administration. Clinton was there during his administration. And Obama was there during his administration. And
John Kerry.
Kerry was there during his time as Secretary of State. Why were they there? We know, but we're not going to publish that just yet, not until we get a green light for it. On to number 13. Everybody knows who this guy is, was, and people are going to say, Bormann's remains were found in Berlin.
Yeah,
they sure were.
Absolutely. Confirmed.
They were found in a spot that had been dug up and investigated years before, and there was nobody there. And then suddenly somebody said, oh, let's try it again. Yep. There's old Marty, his bones, but they can't explain the red clay that's in the crevasses of his bones that is only native to Paraguay. And I was there in Paraguay. Believe me, everything is red. The ground is red. The dust is all over houses and cars and trucks and trees. And even a dog, if it stands still, gets covered with red dust. Mm-hmm. So we know Bormann was there. He lived in, and we're featuring this in the next issue of the magazine that's coming out, the incredible opulence of where he lived for 2 years after the war. That's all in the next issue of our magazine. So if your listeners want to see it, send me an email, sharkhunters@sharkhunters.com, and say you want free membership till the end of the year, and you'll read about Marty living there with two beautiful girls, and you can't fault him for that.
Martin Bormann was pretty much the, what would we call him, the financial comptroller of the Reich. He ran the money.
Yeah, pretty much he controlled everything towards the end. He was the power behind the throne, and Hitler was not really in much power at all. So many people get their knickers in a twist when I tell them that Hitler went to South America. Oh, no, he was a brave man. He committed suicide. And so I have to break their heart and tell them, whether he wanted to or not, he was forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann, he and Eva, and removed from the bunker. That is shown in book number and photo number one, Hitler in Argentina. Don Angel Alcazar de Velasco, a member of Shark Hunters years ago, was an agent. He was in the bunker. He saw Bormann give the orders to drug Hitler and Eva and move them to South America. My thoughts were that probably Bormann wanted to keep Hitler alive as a figurehead and mount another million-man army, but by the time he got down there and he had umpty zillions of billions of dollars, he just figured, don't forget it. He founded 750 corporations, many which are still in business today. So he was the power, and Hitler got shuffled off to Vishalangastura and told, okay, live your life and stay quiet. And he had a beautiful estate. You know it. You've seen pictures of it. I've been there several times, and it's at the finger of this beautiful lake with the Andes rising behind it. It's magnificent. And it's for sale. 23 million euros, which is about $25-26 million. Lots of property. 5 kilometers of shoreline. Beautiful, magnificent place in the middle of nowhere. Now
no,
we get into guys
of,
that most,
it's in
most
the middle
people
of
per, don't. Say
it's
again?
In the middle of absolute perfection is where it is. It's,
oh,
gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous down there. It's magnificent. But it'd be nice to live there, except as you'll see in the issue we're doing right now, another report from Peter Hansen, the former spy who also was down there in Argentina right after the war, and he keeps his finger on that pulse. He says he thinks Argentina's about to go bankrupt for the eighth time since the end of the war. Their inflation is, wow,
Well, it's as bad as Italy.
Yeah. Anyhow, now we get into people that a lot of people don't know. Number 14. His real name was Reinhard Kops. He was a German intelligence agent. He took the name Juan Mahler, and he was kind of a weasel. First off, he ran the Hotel Campana, and Campana, I understand, is a Spanish word for bell, as in die Glocke.
Interesting.
But when Sam Donaldson, you know, the guy with the fiberglass haircut, he came down there to Bariloche, I think it was 1995, if memory serves me correctly. He was looking for Juan Mahler, Reinhard Kopp. But when he zeroed in on old Reinhard Kopp, Kopp said, "Why are you bothering with me? I'm just a little fish. Why don't you get the chief?" Let's see if I can quote right from the book here. I don't have that page in front of me, but at any rate, he's the one who pointed Sam Donaldson.
He ratted out Adolf Eichmann.
No, he ratted out, he might have ratted out him, but he ratted out Erich Priemke.
Yes.
That was photo number 7.
Right.
But Kopp, or Mahler, whichever name you want to use, was collecting funds from all over the world and putting them into special banks down there. And we mentioned in the book where they met, what he did with all this money. And he pointed the finger at, like I said, Priemke. And so he got all, you know, Priemke got sentenced to life in prison, which was in a very nice apartment in Rome. But then Sam Donaldson got caught more or less with his hand in a cookie jar. Senator Al D'Amato, who was also a member of Shark Hunters, demanded that Sam Donaldson give back the money that he apparently got through questionable circumstances. He never did, but then that was the end of Sam Donaldson's career, more or less.
I always thought he was
a clown anyhow.
A pompous ass.
Okay.
All right, hold on just a minute. Harry and I will take a little break here. Harry's going back for more ice cream. Or is it the pina colada? You choose. We'll be right back. Hold on.